Talking now on the KMZU Football Fifth Quarter Show with Greg Huff of the Carrollton Trojans. And, Greg, an outstanding game for you tonight and in some very kind of intense weather situations.
Yeah, definitely. The weather was it was very hot and muggy, and we moved our kickoff back to 7:30, you know, and looking at the weather, it looked like there's about a 10-degree drop between that 7 and 8 hours. So we were trying to catch it right in the middle, but to tell you the truth, I don't know if there was much difference. And, you know, the kids perspired so much prior to the game. And then you get that game one, first home game, adrenaline and emotion, you know, that affects the kids physically as well. So, but I thought our kids handled the adversity throughout the game, handled the adversity of the heat well, and we were able to come away successful.
It was an emotional ball game because it was kind of up and down. You were in the lead, you were behind, and then you came back really to win the ball game.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we started the game with probably two of our worst possessions of obviously a short year, but two of our worst possessions of the ball game tonight. We turned the ball over on our third play of the game. We have a nice run by Luke Staten, and you know, he gets gang tackled by Trenton, and he turns it over, and they score, and we go down 6-0, and then we come back and have a punt blocked our next drive. So just right there early, we face some adversity, and you know that it's easy for kids to get their heads down and things like that, especially when we haven't had much success lately, and that's something we're trying to get over that hump to prepare our kids to be successful. But we were down two scores twice in the game, and we're able to battle back and be victorious at the end. But it was definitely a great game for our kids, our fans, our crowd support was tremendous, and to see all the feedback from them and to see them support and congratulate our boys, that makes for a all the hard work and everything we do in the summer well worth it.
Once you got past those first two possessions offensively, talk about the ball game and what you thought of your offense.
You know, offensively, we're doing some things different than what people have seen the last 3 years with Carrollton Trojan football. It's very similar to what I ran my first 6 years prior at Carrollton. You know, the spread, and this year we kind of added a little bit with the spread, no huddle. And just because we're no huddle, we're not necessarily trying to play with a super fast tempo, but we feel like we can control the game as coaches a little bit more from the sideline. And honestly, it's an easier way to communicate the play instead of just getting up there and using so much verbiage and stuff, telling everybody what to do. We can do all that through hand signals or colors or whatever the case may be. So, we were successful tonight. We only punted the ball twice, one of those being blocked and the other one getting it off. But, we were our own worst enemy as well. We didn't score one time within the five, and we had three turnovers. So this is something we got to improve on week one. And the best thing about it is we were able to get away with a victory and to that 1-0. And that's the first time in the last 5 years that we've started our year 1-0.
And defensively, you gave up some points in the ball game, but you had to make a really big defensive stand late when they had the ball and a chance to possibly win it.
Yeah, definitely. The stand late is going to be the one that everybody remembers. And more than anything, that was just a great effort play. We had a blown coverage, and we had a backside corner run the guy all the way down at the 4-yard line. And then, to be real honest with you, that was a tough situation as a coach because we had some success offensively. And that late in the game with about 2:30 to go in the game, it was almost, do you let them score? Do you let them score so you have an opportunity to have some clock to score offensively? And the first down play, our first and goal from the four, we get a big stop for about 5 yards, and then after that it was keep them out, and we did. But great effort by our kids. We had four fourth down stops, and hopefully we can continue to build upon that this year.
Next week you head to West Rand, a very tough ball club, right?
West Rand, the last 4 years they've 10 plus wins the last 4 years, preseason ranked. Those guys are pretty darn good over there, and it's a football community, and we'll be a guest there. And we'll want to know though, and our kids have some things going for them that we haven't had the last couple of years. So I expect it to be a good ball game. I hope to go over there and compete, and I feel like if we're competing in the fourth quarter, some of the hard work and the pride and the determination we had tonight might come through and propel us to another victory.
Thank you very much, Greg. Congratulations on the 30-28 win tonight, and good luck against West Rand next week.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
That was Greg Huff of the Carrollton Trojans talking about their win tonight, 30-28 over Trenton on the KMZU Football Fifth Quarter Show.